This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military. Oh, 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 I'm
falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride. We'll save commuters about 30 minutes just on their morning commute, just between I-270 and 495. That means 30 minutes each day means extra 2.5 hours a week. That's 130 more hours each year, or more than 3 entire work weeks freed up from sitting in traffic.
That was Governor Hogan yesterday out on I-270 talking about some changes he's going to make. Someone who was there was Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett, who was interested in what the governor has to say and has a great interest in it, since a lot of this goes right through Montgomery County. Good morning to you, Mr. Executive. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How are you today?
It's very good. Okay, so do you like what the governor has proposed here?
Certainly. We are really in a very difficult position in Montgomery County along I-270, $100 million worth of potential relief for the county along that stretch is good news for us. First, certainly, there's more to be done, but I really want to congratulate and thank the governor for his leadership and stepping up to help us in this very difficult challenge.
Now, there will be some additional lanes built, but by and large, this is sort of finessing and trying to, you know, smooth out some bumps that exist in the traffic flow between here and, let's say, Frederick, Maryland. But it doesn't solve all the problems, does it?
It does not, but potentially we could save as much as 30 minutes for the morning rush hour, which is fantastic. That's a pretty good finesse, in my opinion, if you could do that. And I'm really, I'm reasonably confident that we can get substantial reductions for many of the people caught in traffic along that route.
What, in your mind, is the big solution long-term?
Well, the big solution long-term ultimately may be some additional lane, which would be controversial because it may mean that you have to expand the breadth and the wide-away in order to make that happen. You may have some reversible lanes, a number of other things that you can do. But much of that will require far more resources than we see here. I'd much rather have us move in this direction, take this first step, move forward, and continue to evaluate. The governor, in fact, said that this will not solve all of the problems, but at least it can solve some problems in the foreseeable future.
Is it possible other areas of the country where they've had a very similar problem because you get suburban sprawl and people move out of the city and they have to get back into the city to go to work, they have to travel, they find themselves in the exact same position you're in. In other places, though, for instance, I think of Brooklyn and some other inner cities, they build up instead of going out. They go up and they have a double-decker roadway. Is something like that possible?
Yeah, that's possible. With Hugh Line, we have built right along the I-270 Red Line corridor, and it's fairly well planned. Unfortunately, the transportation that should have accompanied all of that growth has not occurred over the years. And when you look at what we're faced with, it's a problem not only affecting Montgomery County, but really the state and the region as a whole. So it's a multi-jurisdictional challenge because large portion of the traffic coming out of Frederick County as well.
Well, let me ask you, though, about some of the things that are responsible for Montgomery County. I mean, I live up in Germantown, and I notice a tremendous amount of building going on in Clarksburg and other places that are still within Montgomery County. And does Montgomery County bear some of the responsibility for getting this thing so overloaded, I-270 overloaded, by allowing so much building to go on? Would it have been better, perhaps, to take that building and put it someplace else?
Well, there are not too many other places else because you have to keep in mind that much of that is clearly along the I-270 corridor, the red line, which is part of our plan. Overall, There are not a lot of places you could go. Otherwise, you'd be in the agriculture zone, which is a real challenge for us. I think the real challenge here is to make certain we get the transportation right. We have the right formula. We just have not provided the resources sufficiently to keep up pace with the growth in that area in terms of transportation. But I think this helps us in the right direction.
What about the idea of mass transit, extending mass transit? I know a lot of people who aren't used to mass transit turn their nose up at it and say, I'm not riding a bus. I'm not going to take the train. I realize a train is something that's harder to launch. But buses, expanding bus routes and expanding, you know, more buses on a more frequent schedule might actually get people out of their cars if it is convenient and easy to use.
I agree with that, Mary. And we're also addressing that as well with the bus rapid transit system as well as the Carter City Transitway. So there's a transit option that we are pursuing as well as the road option. So we can't do it all just in terms of traffic along I-270 and cars. We have to do both. And part of the plan is to build the bus rapid transit system as the Carter City Transitway as well.
All right. So the other thing that often comes up is, you know, some of this traffic could be alleviated if there were yet another bridge crossing from Montgomery County into Virginia. And every time this comes up, this becomes a very controversial idea. Is that something that could be considered? Because it would take some of the load off of I-270.
Well, that's something that I think at some point we need to consider. But currently in the Montgomery County master plan, that is not something that is on the books at this point in time. But ultimately, I think that needs to be studied in terms of
location. Well, why isn't it on the books? I mean, it seems like that's a logical solution. I mean, at some point, traffic is always, you know, becomes a bottleneck anytime you only have one bridge to cross over the Potomac.
I agree with that. And one of the things that I had suggested is we need to go back and study that. But there's simply no support from that. We have a very strong agricultural community, a very strong environmental community that really has put up a strong resistance to that for a variety of reasons.
Well, what happened to the idea that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few?
Yeah, that's true to some degree, and I think what we have to do is go back and look at that. And I've said for years that I'm prepared to go back and study that, especially in terms of location and the traffic that we see along this corridor, because we simply cannot continue with one bridge into the indefinite future, and we need to go back and look at that. And I think that's something that we have to consider.
Very quickly, we had Tom Fenton with Judicial Watch on a moment ago, and he was talking about the need to clean up the voter rolls in Montgomery County. He's given you a few days to try to make the situation better, but if not, he's going to take you guys to court. Do you think there's a problem with the voter rolls?
I'm not sure that I would call it a problem. I think it's more of some of the technical stuff that people need to go back and look at. And I think in many ways there may be some real challenges related to the efficiency of it, but I don't think it's a result of some fraud or major the negligence part on some of the people who work there. But I think he raised a good point. We do need to look at it and hopefully come up with some answers and avoid this contentious fight, because everyone wants fair and free and open elections, and I think that we should live up to that standard.
All right, well, on that note,
I think we should look at that.
Well, on that note, thank you so much. It's Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning.
Thank you, Mary.
And we'll keep getting updates on the developments with 270 as well as cleaning up those voter rolls.